BBC News with Marion Marshall. A $35 million initiative against rape in wartime has been launched by the G8 group of industrialised countries. The money will be used to document incidents and to fund legal assistance for victims, as well as training peacekeepers to respond to sexual violence. At a G8 foreign ministers' meeting in London, the British Foreign Secretary William Hague said sexual violence inflicted unimaginable suffering. The American actress Angelina Jolie, who's a special envoy for the UN and has campaigned with Mr. Hague on the issue, welcomed the new commitment.
I have heard survivors of rape from Bosnia to the DRC say that they feel that the world simply does not care about them. And who could blame them? For too long, they have been the forgotten victims of war, responsible for none of the harm, but bearing the worst of the pain. But today, I believe their voices have been heard, and that we finally have some hope to offer them.
President Obama has called on North Korea to end what he called its belligerent approach. In recent weeks, North Korea has threatened war against the United States and its allies in response to UN sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. Speaking after talks with the UN Secretary General, he said that no one wanted to see a conflict on the Korean Peninsula.
It's important for North Korea, like every other country in the world, to observe the basic rules and norms that are set forth, including a wide variety of UN resolutions that have passed. And we will continue to try to work to resolve some of those issues diplomatically, even as I indicated to the Secretary General that the United States will take all necessary steps to protect its people and to meet our obligations under our alliances in the region.
The government of Cyprus has confirmed that it will have to raise nearly twice as much money as previously thought towards an international bailout, an extra 6 billion euros on top of the 7 billion it had already agreed. Officials said a deeper recession had resulted in more government spending on benefits and further recapitalization of troubled banks. The United States Senate has voted to debate new gun restrictions for the first time in 20 years. The vote was prompted by a massacre at a Connecticut primary school last year. Republicans, who had threatened to filibuster the motion, were defeated by 68 votes to 31. The Democrat leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, said the killings at Newtown had changed attitudes.
America has a different view of this violence than it did just a while ago. We all believe in the Constitution. We all know what all these amendments are about and what they're supposed to do, and we're going to make sure that during this debate we keep the Constitution in mind. But the families of the most recent tragedy in Newtown deserve a debate.
World News from the BBC. The founder and chief executive of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has joined the campaign for immigration reform in the United States. He's launched a pressure group, Forward US, backed by other leading entrepreneurs from companies such as Google, Yahoo, and LinkedIn, as well as Silicon Valley investors. Mr. Zuckerberg called the current U.S. immigration policy unfit for today's world. He said he wanted comprehensive reform to allow businesses to attract the most talented and hardest working people, no matter where they were born. Tunisia has received about $29 million from what it calls the looted assets held abroad by the ousted president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and his family. The money had been held in a Lebanese bank account in the name of the wife of Mr. Ben Ali, who fled to Saudi Arabia after an uprising 2 years ago. France's chief rabbi is leaving his post after admitting to plagiarism and lying about his academic background. The scandal began after a news magazine revealed that Gilles Bernheim had passed off another writer's work as his own. He also admitted to falsely stating that he had obtained a prestigious qualification from the Sorbonne University in Paris. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
Gilles Bernheim started by denying the plagiarism, then he admitted it but said it was a sin of pride which would not justify him deserting his post, but finally he succumbed to growing pressure from the Jewish community and agreed to step down. He expressed his apologies for having misled people, but said he hoped the scandal would not overshadow his work since 2008 as the country's senior rabbi.
The Nobel Prize medal, awarded to the British scientist Francis Crick in 1962 for his discovery of DNA, has sold for more than $2 million at auction in New York. It was bought by Jack Wang, the chief executive of a biomedical company based in Shanghai in China. Mr. Crick's family is selling some of his possessions to coincide with the 60th anniversary of the discovery. BBC News.